It is a Friday afternoon in late May at Roaring Rapids Water Park and Ski Resort in the Poconos, Pennsylvania. But it's not an ordinary Friday at Roaring Rapids. Today happens to be the senior day trip for three high schools from southern New Jersey. There is St. Catherine's Catholic School, Hopkins Preparatory School, and Cedar Regional High School. It's been overcast most of the day, with light showers erupting every hour or so. But the weather hasn't stopped the students' fun. If anything, they splash and swim in the wave pool with even more fervor. They dash to and from water slides, dodging raindrops as if it's a game. Overall, morale among the students is high. The school year is almost finished, and freedom is on the horizon. Unfortunately, a big thunderstorm is on its way. And soon, the park employees and school chaperones will have to herd the students back into the lodge, where they will be encouraged to participate in movie night or play board games and foosball in the lounge. But before the storm and everything that will come after, we will focus on the activity at the ski lift. This is where we find Reggie Hodges. Reggie has been an employee at Roaring Rapids for approximately 18 months. He graduated high school 2 years ago, and he is trying to figure things out, much to the chagrin of his parents, who think he is simply slacking and avoiding college. Is Reggie lazy? Yes, he will admit this. But he also genuinely enjoys working at Roaring Rapids, specifically operating the ski lift. Up here, it's quiet and peaceful, especially during summer, as most people stick to the water rides down below. Except on senior day, when groups of teens dressed in bikinis and swimming trunks wrap themselves in towels and ride the ski lift over and over again. And even though Reggie warns everyone to keep their hands and items inside of the lift at all times, occasionally someone will drop their phone, and inevitably someone will lose a flip-flop. Still, senior day is usually a piece of cake for Reggie. But not this year. You see, Reggie is having a pretty bad day. A bad week, really. Nicole, his latest ex-girlfriend, dumped him 4 days ago because he forgot her birthday. She sees this as further evidence of his slacking nature. In the days since, Reggie has failed to win Nicole back. His stomach tightens and twists at the thought of not being with her again, so much so that he spent most of the day feeling extremely nauseous. So when a boy and a girl approach the ski lift at 4:17 p.m., Reggie is not in the best mood, his mind not quite as sharp. He doesn't notice that, unlike the other students, the boy and girl aren't dressed in swimwear but normal clothes. Reggie will later learn that the boy is Kai Johnson of Cedar Regional High School and the girl is Zyla Matthews of St. Catherine's. Kai is tall and stocky, and Zyla is petite and quiet. Later, Reggie will hardly remember her bright red circular glasses. He will not remember how Kai repeatedly cleared his throat or snuck nervous glances at the girl beside him, or how Zyla's eyes were red as if she had been crying. In the moment, Reggie glances at his watch, noting that it's close to 4:30 p.m. when the ski lift officially shuts down during summer.
"This is the last ride of the day," he mumbles to the pair of teens. "Please keep your hands and items inside of the lift. Please do not purposely drop anything into the woods below. There are animals who dwell on the grounds, and they would not appreciate it. Once the lift reaches the top of the mountain, stay seated. It will bring you around so that you will come back in this direction where you will dismount on the same platform."
Reggie takes a step to escort them onto the lift, but the boy interrupts him.
"Actually, is it possible to only ride the ski lift up?" Kai asks. "Isn't there a trail you can take down the mountain back to the resort?"
Reggie blinks at Kai. No senior day teen has asked this question today.
"Yes, there's a trail. Reggie says, "You can walk it if you want, I guess." Takes about 45 minutes or so.